I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to girl, bringing you the tip of the week. For the second week, we're focusing on how much to charge. Last week, we said charge a flat fee to give your clients fee certainty. This week, we're getting more specific in terms of the amount you should charge. The amount should be based upon the value you're delivering to the client, not how much time it takes you to do the work. Think about it. You can take a long time doing absolutely nothing but looking busy. But why should someone pay you if they got nothing of value out of your efforts? Okay, how do you determine the value of your work? Zero in on the problem that you're solving and what that problem is costing your prospect. Is the company losing money, either by paying it out of pocket or due to lost opportunities? And can your efforts stop those losses from occurring? If so, charge a percentage of what you're saving them. Is the company's reputation being harmed? And can your efforts stop or reverse that damage to the reputation and place the company in a more favorable light? If that's the case, think like a PR agent. Hit them with a big round number and stick to it. Don't shrink into a flea market vendor and start haggling about your fee where you say a quarter of a million and then they say 100,000 and then you meet in the middle. No, your fee is your fee. Defend it and be willing to let them shop around for a better price. But remind them that the time they spend shopping is time they're not solving the problem. So while they're trying to haggle about the price, the cost to them is increasing by the minute. So the sales tip of the week is get your prospect to focus on how much they can make off of you rather than on how much they're paying you. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. Are you really going to listen to this podcast for a year to get all these sales tips? Or are you going to buy a copy of Sales for Lawyers? The print book is $30. The ebook is $15. But how much is not knowing all of this information costing you? Until next week.